On April 20th, 1999, Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris went into Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado, and they carried out one of the largest school shootings in U.S. history to date.
The investigation into the high school massacre is slow-moving and dangerous. The two gunmen who went on the rampage booby-trapped the building and even themselves. All day long, investigators have searched the homes of both teenage killers. In one of them, police say they found bomb-making materials. Specially trained officers searching the school today found close to 30 explosive devices all around the building. Authorities have also revised the death toll, now saying 15 people were killed, including the two gunmen. Most of the bodies are still inside the school, but families of the murder victims have been notified.
They carried out this shooting on Adolf Hitler's birthday, and they were avid fans of Adolf Hitler. Many people through the years have asked why they did what they did. My name is Matt Powell, and I've done extensive research on the Columbine shooting. I've spent many hours looking into the life of Eric Harris, the life of Dylan Klebold, and what inspired them to carry out one of the biggest school shootings in U.S. history to date.
One by one, students returned to Columbine High and left bouquets of flowers in a park half a mile away.
Parents, hug your kids. Pray that, be happy that you're with them. Kids, grab your friends, hold them tight, and never be mad at people, because it could happen in a second that they'll be gone.
People were getting shot all around me.
There was a guy at a table right next to me and her, and they just shot him, and then walked away, and then he was just sitting there in a pool of blood.
Detectives now believe they entered the school through a back door and stormed down the hallways. They cornered students in the cafeteria and the library, where there was nowhere to run. Witnesses say they laughed as they fired their weapons, executing their classmates who begged for their lives.
They were shooting anyone of color wearing a white hat or playing a sport, and they didn't care who it was, and it was all at close range.
Screaming after they'd shoot up something, they'd go, "Woo!" Just a pleasure for them.
This morning, students packed a prayer service at a local church and stood in the parking lot, embraced one another, and wiped away their tears. Graduation was less than 2 weeks away.
Now, Dylan and Eric were bullied in the school, and there was a lot of other students that would actually pick on them. And instead of turning to the Lord Jesus Christ or to God, they actually turned to the belief system that they held at the time. And that belief system was in survival of the fittest and was evolution theory. They were avid believers in racism, and they wanted to eliminate what they considered to be the weakest. This actually took place on Adolf Hitler's birthday. They were part of the Trenchcoat Mafia, a group of racist people that followed Hitler and his ideologies. Now, when the media did reports on the Columbine shooting, they did not mention what the Columbine shooters actually believed and what actually caused the Columbine shooters to do what they did. In fact, to this day, it's considered to be a mystery as to why the Columbine shooters did such a horrible thing to the students at Columbine High School.
They wore black trench coats, combat boots, and some wore Nazi crosses. They hated jocks, loved the internet, and were fascinated by World War II. They were known as the Trenchcoat Mafia. The question is, why didn't anyone know they'd turned so violent? The clues were here in Littleton long before the deadly violence. The yearbook pictures with handwritten captions about insanity. This alleged Trenchcoat Mafia website shut down shortly after ABC News took these pictures. It even had a so-called hit list, mentioning jocks and one substitute teacher as potential targets.
Eric Harris created a website that promoted evolution theory. And in fact, what drove him to murder his own classmates was actually his belief in atheism and in evolution. In fact, on his website, he posted, "You know what I love? Natural selection. It's the best thing that ever happened to the earth. Getting rid of all the stupid and weak organisms, but it's all natural. Yes." And so Eric Harris was heavily indoctrinated to believing in a lie and acting out based on that belief system. And so what did him and Dylan do? They went into the school and they started terrorizing people. They started with Rachel Joy Scott. Rachel was a Christian and Rachel was a believer in Jesus Christ. They shot Rachel 4 times, and while she was bleeding out, they picked her up by the hair and looked her in the eyes, and they asked her, "Do you still believe in God?" And Rachel looked at them and said, "You know I do." And they shot her, execution style.
"Do you still believe in God?"
"You know I do."
"Then go be with him."
And so after that, they went through the entire school asking students, "Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God?" And they would shoot whenever the student said yes. Whenever a student would say no, they would let them live. And if you watch the actual footage or hear the actual things that were going on in the building, it will impact you in such a way that you'll see the terror that the students were put through because of all of this. Eric and Dylan were actually fascinated by Adolf Hitler. Now, Adolf Hitler was not a Christian. Many people today believe that he was, but Sir Arthur Keith, who lived at the same time as Hitler and even wrote books on evolution, said, and I quote, "Hitler, as I have consistently maintained, is an evolutionist. He has consciously sought to make the practice of Germany conform to evolution." And so what drove Hitler to exterminate and murder millions and millions of people and Jews was his belief in evolution and his belief in survival of the fittest and wiping out the weakest. Hitler stated that he wanted to wipe out what he considered to be inferior races. Hitler was absolutely a racist. He even wrote in his book, Mein Kampf, he says, "All who are not of good race are chaff." So Hitler was not a Bible-believing Christian. Christianity doesn't cause people to act in such a way. And so Hitler wiped out and murdered millions of people based on his belief in Darwinism. Now, when people say that Darwin was some great scientific mind and that Darwin knew science very well, just goes to show they haven't actually researched anything about Charles Darwin. Darwin was actually afraid that he was living in a fantasy. He even said, and I quote, "Often a cold shudder has run through me, and I have asked myself whether I have devoted myself to a fantasy." Charles Darwin was afraid that he was living in a fantasy. Now, I don't know why anybody would trust somebody like that, but Hitler trusted Darwin, and he believed in Darwinism, and Darwinism was what caused him to exterminate and murder thousands and even millions of people. And so the Columbine shooters were fascinated by this, and they even dressed up just like the Hitler Youth would dress. They carried out the shooting on Adolf Hitler's birthday.
"Okay, we've got help on the way, ma'am."
"Okay, okay. Oh, God, right outside the library door, okay? I don't think I'm going to go out there, okay? I've got the kids on the floor. I got all the kids in the library. I can't believe he's not out of the woods. He just keeps shooting and shooting and shooting."
"Okay, yeah, we've got more."
Yeah. Everyone's up. Okay, everyone stay on the floor. Stay on the floor. Stay under the table. I'll call this. I'm going to tell God. It's not, you know, but...
What's your name, ma'am?"
"Patty."
They went through the entire school terrorizing students and trying to intimidate them. They even made racial slurs against Isaiah Scholes and said that he was inferior in evolution, that he hadn't fully evolved. And they blew him away as he was begging for his life.
"You got it.
They came up and they saw Isaiah. And Isaiah was one of the very few black students in the school. And they began to make fun of Isaiah for being black. And the last thing that Isaiah heard in his life were racial slurs being made against him. And the last thing that he said was, "I want to see my mom." And they shot Isaiah with a shotgun in the head. And then they shot my friend Matt.
These are the damaging effects of teaching your kid that they're nothing more than an animal and that it's about survival of the fittest. You know, Christianity has always been about survival of the weakest. We want to help the weakest. It's to protect the weakest. The Bible says that we should support the widow and the fatherless. But in evolution, it's all about being the strongest and protecting the strongest, and only the strongest survive. It's a religion of death. And so they carried out the shooting dressed just like the Hitler Youth with the trench coats, the same people that would go around and murder and wipe out people that they thought were inferior according to evolution.
Now, police have been interviewing the family members of the two teenagers responsible for the shooting. We now know that one of them, Eric Harris, also posted violent lyrics and recipes for pipe bombs on the internet. And his final entry in an AOL chat room, which was posted yesterday morning at 8:41, read, "Today is my last day on Earth."
Earlier, I mentioned Sir Arthur Keith and the fact that he stated that Hitler was an evolutionist. Hitler was not a Christian. Many people say he was a Christian, but even Sir Arthur Keith, who wrote books on evolution, a man perfectly situated to comment on Hitler's life, said that he was not a Christian, he was an evolutionist. And that's what caused him to exterminate millions of people. Evolution should just flat out be canceled just based on the fact that it's totally based in racism. If it's about survival of the fittest and we evolved from African Americans into other Americans, what about the African Americans that are still alive today? That is completely dissing on them. That is completely racist towards them. All of us are of one blood according to the Bible. The Bible says there's neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. There is no race. There's only one race, and that's the human race. To believe in evolution is to be racist in your ideology. So if you want to continue believing evolution, you have to believe what comes along with it. It's part of the package, racism is. The Columbine shooters, they believed in racism because of evolution, because evolution is a racist religion. They even wrote before they died that what they did in killing their fellow students and teachers, they did it because they were taught evolution at the Columbine High School. So right from their own mouths, right from their own journals, they said that the reason that they did this was because they were taught evolution. They were taught that they were nothing more than an animal, than an evolved primate.
Harris turned and fired his carbine at a table, brushing Daniel Mauser's ear. When Mauser defended himself, pushing a chair toward Harris, Harris fired again and the bullet hit Mauser in the face a short distance, killing him.
This is the damaging effects of telling your kids that they're nothing more than a chimp that has evolved over millions of years, or a fish that turned into a fisherman over millions of years, or a frog that turned into a prince. These are nothing but lies. And in 2021, As we look back in history, we see now more than ever that evolution theory is a hoax and a fraud on every front. In every single scientific field, it's easy to defeat evolution and to show that it is not only dangerous, but it is built on unsupported assertions. When the Columbine shooting happened and the shooters had written that evolution and their belief in that was what caused them to do it, they didn't have as much information then as we do now. We now know that evolution not only has made crazy claims in the past, but has made even way more crazy claims that no one would possibly believe in unless they're just ignorant of everything in regards to science. For example, evolution actually teaches that monkeys surfed from Africa to South America on rafts. That's the only way that monkeys could have gotten to the United States, according to evolution theory. They teach that rodents surfed from Africa to South America, surfing rats. They teach that duck-billed dinosaurs surfed to Africa. And so they teach that all of these different animals surfed and actually rode on a raft across the ocean. This stuff is just totally bonkers. They teach that the T-Rex dinosaur evolved into a chicken, and that over millions of years in variations, that is how we have chickens now, and that chickens are actually dinosaurs. This is very, very hokey stuff. I'm convinced that if the Columbine shooters actually were not atheists, and if they believed in God, that they would have had a place to turn. They would have had some hope to turn to. But instead, they turned to what their religion taught them to do, to wipe out the weakest. Because according to evolution, it's about survival of the fittest. When you teach your kid that they're an animal, it should come as no surprise when they act like one. It should come as no surprise when they decide to do things that only animals would do. Because if you're telling your kids, or you're sending them to a school, a public school system, that's telling them that they're nothing more than an evolved chimp, and that they're nothing more than an evolved primate or fish, or that they're just an animal, that's going to cause them to do things that you never thought they would even do, or that maybe even they themselves never thought that they would do. Evolution is a religion of death, and that is easily verified when we look at Columbine High School. Richard Dawkins, one of the most famous atheists in the world, said that religion poisons the mind. Is that why 97% of school shootings are carried out by atheists? 97% of school shootings have been carried out by atheists. Atheists lead the world in suicide, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, and school shootings. But according to people like Richard Dawkins, or other people on the internet, religion is dangerous. Folks, in the public school system, we've been so indoctrinated to believe lies as a population. Our kids are learning that they're nothing more than creatures that have just evolved from pond scum. They're not actually learning empirical science. They're not actually learning empirical data. There are studies that are coming out now that are saying that all people in the world descended from a single set of parents. That single set of parents would have been Adam and Eve. And so there are so many things that we know now are true, and there are so many things, and evolution being one of them, that we know now are false. And evolution is nothing more than a lie supported by American tax dollars. And evolution theory, their belief in that, was what caused them to act in such a way and to display such a terrible behavior as to go and murder their own classmates. When you believe in evolution, you have to defend stupid things like a beard getting created by punches to the face through natural selection, or like dinosaurs farting themselves into extinction, or even squids and octopi coming from outer space on a comet, since they couldn't have evolved from other creatures. This is all stuff that I've spoken on many times. Peer-reviewed papers that go over these supposed facts. And so, I'm convinced that if the Columbine shooters were not taught evolution, that they would not have carried out that act that they did towards their fellow classmates. Adolf Hitler and his ideology was what motivated them to do what they did. That's even why they dressed up in trench coats just like the Hitler Youth. School shootings since Columbine. Many times the shooters will reference the Columbine shooters as their heroes. And keep in mind, these are mainly atheist people that do this. Staunch atheists that go into schools and shoot up the place and murder people. Like I said, atheists lead the world in suicide, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, and school shootings. So they will often accuse us Christians of living in a fantasy. But here's the thing. If your demographic leads the world in drug abuse, drugs put you into a fantasy. What about alcohol abuse? Well, once you drink alcohol, you're actually hallucinating if you drink too much. And so that in and of itself is a fantasy. School shootings based on a myth that there is no God, and going through a school like Dylan and Eric did and asking students, do you believe in God? Do you believe in God? And if they said yes, they would shoot the student. They'd shoot anybody of color because it's a racist religion that they believed. And they also lead the world in suicide, atheists do. Now that says a lot since they only make up about 3-5% of the human population. Suicide is based on a fantasy. They think that they'll just be able to escape this reality. But the truth is that when a person dies, they either go to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, or they go down to a place called hell, where they will burn forever, according to the Bible. The Bible says, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. The Bible says that all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And so, folks, if you're not sure that you're saved, and if you're not sure that you're going to heaven when you die, there's a video in the description of this video that I would encourage you to watch, where I present the Bible way to heaven. And it's only just a few minutes long, and it's worth listening to, because you never know when your time will come. You never know when your last day is. And I guarantee you that if the people at Columbine knew that it would be their last day, those of them who weren't Christian would have wanted to know how to be saved from hell. God bless, guys.